we're hunters, you know. We keep going out with more women.
It's true. Guys just want more and more and more. Really?
More hunts,
don't you have a long-term girlfriend?
What's that?
Don't you have a long-term girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship right now. Hell. Oh, and welcome to the show, 7 Minutes in Hell. It's a great show. It's a podcast, and it's a lot of fun. I'm Joe Barlow.
I'm Camry Bishop.
And we are professional in the new year.
Always.
Always. And the old year. And we have the most professional guest I've ever seen. Valerie Vaughn, thank you for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
You are known for many things. You've been viral. What is your most viral performance, would you say?
Oh, my very... Well, there was the chive performance.
Oh, I guess I'm blushing.
That was a good one. That was just me driving. I have a 1968 Fastback Mustang. I was just driving that, listening to some Hozier.
Yeah.
And that blew up on the chive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. you have a lot of car content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your handle is...
It was Get in the Car. Ooh. It just got permanently banned. So the new one is Get in the Car with Me. I also have Classic Car Blondie and Get in the Car podcast channel.
So you have to have all these backups.
Yeah. Thank God I have had all these backups, because if I didn't, when my account got deleted, I would have been totally screwed.
This is these big cat, big wigs in their ivory fat towers telling us what content is inappropriate.
It's kind of sickening. It sucks.
It's sickening.
But that's my best advice to anybody doing any social media is always have backup accounts. Not just one. Have multiple backup accounts. Have 5 TikTok accounts.
Wow.
Like, just... get as much out there as you can.
You see, she's educating us. And we haven't even started. We haven't even done anything.
We never educate people.
I actually actively spread disinformation.
Yes, exactly. We make the world dumber.
Well, speaking of making the world dumber, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. That was more of a rhetorical Happy New Year. But hey, we're doing it. So I have a great topic, I think, to start off the year. And it's looking back at the old year. Well, you didn't have a good year?
It was fine.
I guess we can get into it. But so my topic is the most Googled sex questions of 2023. Start the clock.
I like that.
Okay. So first off, did either of you Google anything sexual in 2023?
Oh, I'm sure I've Googled all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please don't go through my search history.
Well, we have it right here.
And your mom is on the phone.
That's the surprise. You put up our search histories. Oh my God, I would be mortified.
Oh, that would have been good, but I certainly...
Do you have any...
I never search anything inappropriate.
Oh, you know.
Okay,
everything.
Let's see. Okay.
Well, you can think about it, but I'll tell you that maybe this will ring a bell. This was the most Googled sexual question of the year. What is the speed bump position? Okay.
Ooh.
Does anyone know?
I might have an answer.
Do you know what it is?
I mean, it's a sexual position, you're saying? Okay. My guess would be that you're like on the bed with your ass kind of up.
On the bed is a good start for me.
With your ass kind of up on your stomach.
Yeah.
And then the guy's behind you, you're like a speed bump. You're kind of...
Yeah.
Your ass is bumped
dumping
up. It's kind of like doggy, but it's more like froggy, style.
I think you're right. But I think the only thing is there is a pillow.
Oh yeah. The pillow's nice.
That'd then it gives you that little bump.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
The pillow's also nice when you're on your back. If you're on your back, you have a pillow underneath you. Uh-huh. Yeah. It like hits at a different angle, I guess.
Whoa. I feel like, you know how your account got deactivated? I think our episode's about to get deactivated.
You're spreading information.
This is informative.
Exactly. It's
please,
educational.
Necessary.
Please don't cancel us. Okay. Here's the second most Googled sex thing. And that is the question of, is it okay to have sex during pregnancy? Okay.
I can't believe people don't know that that's okay.
Might have heard it, but maybe they just want to confirm.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're trying to get out of it. They're like, let me Google this. Yeah. Sorry, honey. Google says we're not allowed to have sex anymore.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of a I don't know.
Yeah, in 2023, that was a question.
People need to know.
I feel like that's younger people who are Googling that kind of stuff. True.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. Okay. Have you ever seen the compilation videos of, it's a guy who will like read comments out loud or questions out loud. Oh. And they're all to do with pregnancy. And the way that people spell pregnant is like so funny.
Am I pregnant?
Yeah. Pregnant, pregnant. Yeah.
And these are people you don't want to be having children.
Exactly.
Unfortunately. All right. Here's the third question. Why am I bleeding after sex?
Ooh. Oh. Well, that the could
good,
be.
There's some good news here that it, most of the time it's probably just skin irritation or vaginal dryness, but it could be something worse. So you always check a doctor. Yep.
Could
don't
be
check
ovarian
Google.
Cysts. It could be all kinds of things.
It could be all kinds of things, but the point is a Google's not going to help you.
No.
I'm always wondering why I'm bleeding. Yeah. And I'm like, does anyone know?
WebMD, please.
Yeah. There's a lot of reasons. Okay. Here's another one. And this is something we could actually debate, I think. Or maybe not debate. Maybe we'll all agree. We don't have to fight. Not here in 2024. Let's be friends. Sorry. Okay. They want to know how many dates you should have or you should go on before having sex with someone.
No.
Okay.
Why are they asking Google?
I know. And what's Google going to say? It's not like Google's like, well, the answer is 34.
Yeah. 34.
Oh, is that too many? Or is that
that's
too
a
few?
Lot. That's
oh.
A lot.
I mean, it depends who you are, though. It depends
how,
on
what how many is it? With.
I think that the longer you probably wait, the more someone's going to respect you.
Oh.
So Blake did that with me. Mm. My husband did that with me. I was like ready to go.
Yeah.
And he kept holding off on it.
Okay. How long?
And that made me want it more. Yeah. You know, I'm like, what's like, what?
I think especially if the guy is right. doing
maybe,
that.
Yeah.
Because maybe you assume
yeah.
that it's going to be reversed.
Yeah, and it builds up the excitement. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, well, guys are hunters. Oh. So if you just give it up right away, there's nothing to hunt anymore.
Yeah, it's
that's true.
Yeah, men really are hunters.
Are you taking notes now?
Well, I'm just thinking of myself as a hunter, and yeah. I agree.
Well, it's just built into your DNA.
Thank
like
you.
once you get something, oh, I already had it. So
that's true.
But I don't know. I've heard of people who are in lifelong marriages after hooking up on the first date.
That's true. It doesn't indicate whether it's going to work or not work.
It's more based on your compatibility, like your personalities and stuff.
So maybe 34 dates?
Yeah. I'd say
isn't there like a 3-day rule or something?
Three? Is
well,
the
that
rule?
Used to be the thing. I don't know if it's still
maybe
is,
if there's a ton of, if there's like a lot of chemistry and stuff, like 2, 3, 4 days.
Things have changed so much.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah.
I also wonder too, because now it's like you have the lead up to the date usually where you're talking. So you feel like you know them earlier.
Yeah. But also everybody's on all these dating apps now. I never did any of that. So, but I see how it goes and people are just like serial dating pretty much.
Yes.
So if you're going to be just having sex on your second or third date with all of those people, it's probably not healthy or, you know,
like things aren't working out for a reason possibly.
Yeah.
But. Well, we're hunters, you know, we keep going out with more women.
It's true. Guys just want more, more, more. Really?
More. Hunt. Kill. Hunt.
Girlfriend?
What's that?
Do you have a long-term girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship right now.
Well, you got it.
You still have never.
I'm just saying, hunt.
You got
She's
the prize.
Withholding. She's withholding.
We're almost to 34. That's why I'm like really excited to see what happens. Okay, here's a question. And I actually didn't look up the answer, so sorry about that. How many calories do you burn during the act? Do you know?
I don't. I've Googled that before, I think.
Okay.
Because I have my Fitness Pal, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
And you can actually, I'm pretty sure you can type in sex and it will like.
This is like a smartwatch?
It's an app on your phone. So you like log your food, the calories, all that, your exercise.
Oh, so you have to tell the app that I just did it.
Yeah, but I may have just written that because you can add in your own exercises. Uh-huh. I may have put that in on my own, like, and however many calories Google said so that I can count that as exercise. Why not? Exercise.
Why not? That heart rate.
Yeah.
That sweating.
I'd say it's,
your
well,
watch is like, beep, beep, beep.
It also,
my watch always thinks I'm about to die.
It also depends on how hard you went at it too, I guess.
That's true. If you're having a lazy session, final 5 seconds, how do fish have sex was another question.
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay. And there will sometimes is a sound effect there, but we'll add that in post. You know what I mean? Wow. 20 to 23.
I learned so much just from the 7 minutes.
So yeah. Many sick people out there.
Well, I didn't actually learn anything. I learned what people looked up, but yeah. We didn't really get any answers.
Well, you learned about human nature, and I think that's important.
Hunters. Yeah.
Hunters.
That really was not nearly as gnarly as I thought it was going to be. The questions, you know, like the things that people are looking up.
Oh, yeah. Well, people are looking up weird things probably in isolation, but not as like
incognito.
These are common.
Oh, they're doing private private Google search.
Well, I've got some Googles to do. Let's take a quick break and I'll do some Googles and we'll be right back with more Valerie.
7 minutes in Hell is proudly brought to you by The Chivery.
Feeling bland, boring, and uninspired? What an easy way to lift your spirits and make life worth living.
The Chivery has the perfect thing to soothe what ails you. Chive teas. Chive teas are like a hug from an old friend on a crisp autumn eve.
Or a tall iced tea on a hot summer's day.
Wear a chive tea out and about and get ready for the compliments. So many compliments you'll feel like my smile. Loved by all.
So don't settle for bland and boring when you can be bold and beautiful. Shop the store at thechivery.com and shine on like Joe's Grill.
And welcome back to 7 Minutes in Hell. Are you okay, Joe?
Yes.
Good? You ready? Okay, we're back with Valerie Vaughn as well. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to, the next topic, we're going to pivot to something she actually knows a lot about. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
The topic is what your car says about you.
Ooh.
Start the clock.
Ooh, I like this. Okay.
So I have a couple different cars here and I wanted to hear your thoughts and also, I guess, Joe's too.
I'd love to weigh
on
in.
What your type of, the type of person you imagine driving these or having these cars. So you are you're a vintage car person, vintage muscle car person.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that says about you?
About me?
Yeah. Or about people who like vintage muscle cars?
Well, I think most people in the car community are really good people. Cool. They're like, they all band together. They help kids out in need. Like it's a really cool community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I agree. They're good people. They are nice people.
Specialty.
Imagine if I just shit on her. I'm like, I think it means they suck. They're hiding something.
I will tell you, I think van people are like a whole different.
Van people?
Van people.
Like people like van light, like live in the vans or just like
people
vans?
With like classic vans.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole nother thing and they're very fun. We ended up getting a van because these people are so much fun and we wanted to be a part of
Explain van, vintage van culture.
They're just partiers. They're fun. They're just wild. They're fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more stories you could tell.
Oh, there is, I'm sure.
Okay.
Should we buy a van?
We have a van.
Oh, we do have a van. The Chive van that doesn't really work.
Yeah, when does it become vintage is the question.
It probably already is.
I mean, I'm vintage.
1990.
That's maybe considered vintage.
This van's not that old.
But it runs like it's like 1980.
Yeah, it's got
that's the fun in it, though.
Okay, well, hey, we'd love to come to a van meetup.
You really should. We went to a big one that was... it was like a big sleepover. There was bands playing. Oh, it was
really fun.
It was so much fun.
Ours stinks too.
Does it? That's
it
part of
it.
Yeah, that's part of it. It
smells like crap. Absolute crap.
sorry, Chive Van. I hope you're not watching this. What about, people who drive PT Cruisers. What does that say about them?
I don't like to be mean.
But let's go there. All right. I'll go mean. I can.
PT Cruisers. I feel like PT Cruisers is a car, like that's a car that maybe your dad thought was safe and bought it for you in high school and you're humiliated by it. I just know somebody like that.
Joe, how's your PT Cruiser hold up?
I don't have a PT Cruiser. You know what I drive. A PT Cruiser, I feel like it wants to be cool.
That's
like a
the PT, problem.
It's like, it's kind of whatever, a station wagon, but it's like, ooh, I'm a little fancy. And you're like, no, you're actually just pretty much
shaped
station
weird.
Wagon.
Yeah, the problem is it's trying to be too hard to be cool and it's not. Yeah,
don't try. Yeah. Some of us just are.
Yes.
Go on with your list.
What about a big old truck?
A big old truck. That's like a thing in Huntington that people will talk shit on is all the guys in their big trucks. Because I live in Orange County, Huntington Beach, and there is all the guys with their big trucks. Mm-hmm. People will talk shit and they will say that they have little wieners.
Penises, yeah. Yes. Well, you can say penis here. We're in an educational weebies. Show.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Some of them are cool. Some of those guys are cool.
I gotta say, I mean, I don't drive a truck, but I sometimes it's fun.
Yeah. If it's an off-roading truck, then you're cool.
It's really like loud and you're high. Yeah. You know, I get it, but I feel the same way when I drive a U-Haul van. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's loud and high. And
powerful.
Powerful. Much more powerful than my car.
Did you just get a U-Haul van then?
Sometimes I do, just for fun.
What kind of car do you have?
Well, I guess it's a Subaru.
I like Subaru.
Impreza. What does that say about me? We should have had her guess based on what she knows. What's my...
She said she doesn't like to be mean.
Car personality. She's like, you drive a PT Cruiser? You little piece of shit.
I forgot those existed.
Yeah. Camry doesn't know cars very well.
Because I thought it would be funny. PT Cruiser. Like, those are throwbacks.
Yeah. That is a throwback. That's
what do you
good.
Think about my car?
Which one is it?
An Impreza. It's a sport. Impreza. 2013, which was, as we know, a really good year.
I like Subies. Blake used to have a Subi.
Okay, good.
And I liked it. Every time we see a Subi, he whistles and goes like this, and he goes, Subi.
Now you go get your car and drive in front of him.
Oh my God. So I want to hear what the whistle sounds
Yeah,
like.
That's why I like Subies, because I just laugh at him every time he does that.
Okay, they hold a very fond place in your heart. Oh my gosh. This is thrilling to me. Wow.
Okay, what about a smart car?
Oh.
Do we remember a smart car?
I love
a smart, like an electric car?
No, like
the little teeny ones.
Yeah.
My opinion on that is you have no value in your life. You don't worry about dying, because every time I see someone in one of those, I'm terrified.
Yeah. I agree.
You're going to get crushed.
One ding, you're like, it's over.
One ding, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to honestly want one of those because I thought it was so cool. It could go anywhere and, you know, you park.
Easy.
I don't like parking. Yeah. I like a small car because I am not good at driving. So
what about parallel parking? Are you good at parallel parking?
I think I'm really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have a parallel parking contest.
Let me get the Chive van. Actually, I could. I've driven that, and every time I'm in it, I'm up on the curb like half the time. I'm hitting those bike lane plastic
Everything
things.
Goes out of the window.
Yeah, it's not good. And people think I'm joking. Like, you know how some people drive bad as a joke? I just drive bad because I don't know how to drive.
You're too distracted, maybe.
No, I just don't really know how the wheel works and how the other wheels. There's so many wheels.
Yeah. Why are there so many wheels?
Like at least 5 wheels per car.
That's true.
Sometimes they have a spare.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's insane.
What do you think about cars that have like accessories on them? Like those cars with eyelashes and like truck nuts.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like Christmas time, they have the antlers and the nose. Okay. I think that's a fun mom that loves her kids. She loves her kids. Mm-hmm. She wants to make them happy.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a guy with that, I don't know.
You're like,
yeah. I mean, I would never personally do it, but it makes me happy when I see that.
I think it's like getting a new phone case. You know, you're like, oh, it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really do anything, though.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm
just a little excitement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently, Subarus are the best cars
that you have. Wow. And I'm glad there's no more discussion on that.
Because we cannot talk any further.
The time's up. Sorry.
Subies, my bad.
Subies. Whistle.
Subi.
So we're going to do a whistle. Oh, I'll drive the car over. You'll whistle at me. And then we'll.
There we go.
He did this too.
There
with
we
the
go.
Hand. The hand thing.
Yeah.
You got to give the Subi a shaka, as we say. Cool. And then we'll do a parallel park contest.
Parallel park contest.
Okay.
Really? I'm a phenomenal parallel park.
Oh, then
phenomenal.
I'm not going to beat you.
That's what made him fall in love with me, was my parallel parking skills.
Okay.
That is a good skill.
Wow. Good to know. All right. Final topic of the day. I could be here all day, though, you know?
Well.
But really, we've got things to do. So this topic is... the question is, and I see our guy who's going to operate the time is very far from the time right now. Oh, now he's walking off. We have a very strict 7-minute policy. I felt like I was stalling, but I was like, I don't know what else to say. So this topic is the sexiest names of all time. Start the clock. Thank you.
Gavin Rossdale.
Oh, you have a last name as well.
That is specifically, isn't that Gwen Stefani's ex-husband?
Yeah. Gwen Stefani too. She's another
Gwen Stefani is a sexy
That's
name.
That's a sweet name. Is that her real name?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it is. That's it is. Uh-huh.
Name. That's funny because if her last, if her name was Stefan, you wouldn't like it.
Gwen Stefan.
But Stefan.
I don't know. I like that too. I like Stefan.
Well, you just think of Family Matters, apparently.
Okay.
Family Matters. Wait. Was
family,
there?
Remember like, Stephen Urkel?
Urkel. Oh, that
his,
was Stefan?
Like, alter ego.
His hot
Stefan.
Version was Stefan.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay.
It was a very random deep cut that he just wrote.
I bet a lot of people know what I'm talking about.
I used
about.
To watch that show, though. I don't
He's
remember
He's from
that.
The 80s.
Well, I was born in 88, so 88. Barely. I don't remember the 80s. I just know it.
You were a baby.
I know it existed. Thank you so much, Zoe. So this, I actually do have a list of the sexiest names.
Okay.
Guys and gals.
Guys and gals. Excuse me. I'm burping from White Claw.
That's okay.
But I've the politeness to turn my head a little bit. So anyway,
bring it up.
Let's not dwell on it. Okay. Guys, stop bringing it up.
You don't want me to burp on here. That is like a whole nother
burp
story.
Contest. Oh, back yeah. To the list.
Oh, I will gosh. Do that if you want to.
I don't want to.
I like competition. You. If you couldn't tell.
Everything. I mean, all right. Maybe we'll have a burp contest. Okay. Maybe like after this topic.
Yeah.
Okay. So this, what they did, Love Honey, they analyzed the names of protagonists in the top 120 highest grossing romance movies of all time, as well as the names of desirable characters in the 100 best-selling erotic fiction novels on Amazon. Okay. So there's some method to this. Okay. So for men, there's a tie for third place.
Can I guess one?
Yeah, let's guess them. Okay.
Fabio.
Fabio.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
hard to beat.
You said like romance, erotic novels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name? Fabio?
He didn't have a last name.
He already has Fabio.
He has a last name.
Okay. I mean, Madonna. Fabio definitely is probably the singular hottest name for a man of all time. But I think it's not going to be in multiple.
Okay. That's just,
like,
okay.
Things.
Zach.
Zach?
It Why was?
When you say it like that.
Yeah. It depends how you say it, I guess.
Yeah.
I say it kind of like Jennifer Coolidge. A
Steve.
No, that was good. That was good.
Steve.
Steve doesn't
that
work.
Sexy? I was like, is that on there?
It's not on there. Okay. Yeah, let's start with number three. It's a tie.
Okay.
Between Peter.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe.
Oh, so, of course you put that on there.
I didn't put it on there. Romance put it on there.
Okay. I want to give you a fun little fact.
Uh-huh.
My mom was on, do you know who Peter North is?
It sounds familiar.
He was a big porn star, I think in the early 90s. My mom was on the cover of his book.
It was
called Penetrating Insights.
Hold on. What?
Peter North. I guess he had a big
North.
A big
Peter.
Yeah. Big Peter.
Kind of his North Pole, if you will.
Exactly.
Wait, so is your mom a cover model?
She was for that. It was her and her good friend and some other girl, and they were on the beach. It was like about how it was for dorky guys to get girls. I think that's what the whole book was about. Yeah. And so it was Peter North, who looked kind of nerdy, sitting on the beach. No. It was some other nerdy guy sitting on the beach. My mom's like rubbing his shoulders. The other girls are kneeling by him. And Peter North is in the corner, like with his arms crossed. He's about to teach him. Yeah. Or he just taught him, I guess.
This is fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Okay. We got to find the cover of that book.
I'm going to look it up after this.
So yeah, Peter and Joe. I don't think Peter's that.
I don't think Peter.
But I also don't think Joe is. To be honest, I don't think Joe is that sexy.
As a dig to you, I'm just like, it's Joe.
Well, Peter makes sense.
Go on.
If it's for, I guess, a romance novel or something, because you can call a wiener a Peter.
That's true.
A Peter. Yeah. But I don't even think that's sexy. If someone called it a Peter.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, agree to disagree. Okay, so that's the guys. What do you think? Well, actually, no, we'll go women last. So number two for men.
Okay.
Nick, Ben, and James.
Okay. Right. I don't like working with like all of those people.
Well,
you know you, all of them.
You don't like that James is our HR head. HR,
Ben, my boss.
Ben is your boss and Nick.
Oh, there is no Nick. Nick. I think Nick is, I like Nick.
Well, remember Nick. The show Gigolos?
No.
No, it was like these guys in Vegas who are actual gigolos.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Nick was one of them. He's a good looking guy.
He was a gigolo.
He's kind of hot, I guess. Okay, number one, Titanic.
Ooh, Leo. Jack.
Jack.
Oh.
Jack.
Well, Leo. Leo's
Leo's not on the Leo list.
Is,
yeah.
That's crazy. I think Leo.
Jack is good, though.
It's the way she says it at the end of the movie. She's like, Jack. Jack.
Oh, Jack. Yeah. As he's dying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
that
so
was so hot,
hot
knowing that he was dead. That he was ice cold.
Yep.
Never let go.
I do think, I think Jack is a solid man name.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a baby when I think of Jack. Is. I don't know. Maybe like Jack from The Incredibles. I think that's what I think of. So I'm like, no.
Yeah, don't bring
well, now
that
it's
up.
Jack. Jackson is the new Jackson. Jack. That Jackson. Was a very popular baby name.
Son of Jack. yeah, I like Jack. Oh, and like, well, not to be crass, but jacking off is a term.
Jack, all right.
That's
you're
true.
Peter.
That's Jack.
Jack, your Peter,
Jack,
Nick.
Jack, Nick. Hey, Jack Peters would
I
be
I got a
good
Nick on my Peter. Peter. What do you think if I said I got a Nick on my Peter? Yeah, I know. Why am I bleeding after sex? Okay. Yeah. We got to get to the women. We only have a minute. Okay. Tied for third place. Scarlett. There's a lot of names.
Ooh, that's a beautiful
Scarlett?
Name. Yeah.
You got one?
Ooh, I don't know. Now I'm on the spot. Like, I would say like Mia or like something short and like flowy.
Mia
like that.
Is number three. Wow. It's a tie between Sophie, Mia, Julie, Bella, Anna, and Susan.
Susan.
That came out of nowhere.
Susan squeaked in there.
No.
Susan's like an
Sorry,
old lady.
Susan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Susan. Yeah. Susie? She's in her late 60s. Okay. Number two is a tie. Between Rachel, Kate, Julia, and Eva or Ava. Mm. Okay.
That's a big poor like
number one, Eva. I'm not a fan of for women. Mary.
Mary, that doesn't
Mary.
Seem like it
M-A-R-Y?
Would be.
M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-Y.
Mother of Jesus? No. Sorry, girl. Sorry.
I don't think that's good. Anyway.
Yeah, Mary does not seem like it would be number one. That's insane.
Okay. Yeah, it just seems not
that's
sexy.
Not time.
This is their list.
What would you say is the sexiest?
The sexiest.
Name?
Okay, I have my least sexy.
Out of those, at least, what's the sexiest?
Oh, out of all these women names?
Yeah,
I gotta say, I agree with you on Mia. Mm-hmm. I like Eva or Ava.
Eva.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
it's the short. I think for like. Porn stars. Mm-hmm. I think those short names are are good. Yeah.
I'll just tell you, even though this is in overtime, I think these are my least sexy four names. I have two women, Meredith and Ethel.
Okay.
And then I also don't like for guys, Adolf.
Oh yeah.
Or Barney.
That's a given. Or Barney.
Adolf and Barney. For almost, I think I like them for almost the exact opposite reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get that. Adolf is a rough one. If you name your baby Adolf, what are you
in
doing?
In this day and age?
What are you doing?
Sorry.
God,
Barney,
snuck that in there.
No thanks. So anyway, we've had quite a show today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. I can't get over that. Sorry.
What?
I can't get over that.
Do you think Adolf is sexy?
I don't.
Oh.
I do not.
Okay. Just wanted to
let
know.
Let the record state.
Okay, good.
I do not.
Also, I had to say real quick. Before we stop,
yeah,
your shirt is amazing. Your new boot goofing. I
oh my gosh,
it's actually sold on the Trivery.
I love
our merch
that.
Site.
We
Thank
sell
you.
The shirt. That's what we call a natural plug.
Yeah, we did not pay her to say that.
I noticed that as soon as I met you. I was like, that is a good
we
shirt.
We honestly might be able to hook you up.
I would love that
if you want. So,
honestly.
We'll talk after the show. We'll do a parallel park. Winner gets a t-shirt.
Right.
Loser gets the whistle.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for telling us that you were going to be in town. We love
seriously.
Having you in, and we've loved stealing your content to post on the Chive.
Keep doing it, please.
It's been, I think, mutually beneficial. Yeah. So we appreciate that. Anything, let's replug you.
All right. So I am Get in the Car with Me. That's my new Instagram. And then you can also find my podcast on YouTube or anywhere else you can listen to podcasts. I like to watch podcasts personally, but that's Get in the Car Podcast. I have Classic Car Blondie, and then I have my OnlyFans. It's you can find that at getinthecar.com. I'm also selling nude calendars there too, and all kinds of merch. So
happy New Year!
Getinthecar.com. Yeah. That's all. That's the only place you need to know about, I guess.
And you got
to
get those calendars fast because we're gonna be through January in no time. You know, we got to get the full value out of that calendar.
Exactly. Yeah.
So thank you for coming. I'll trade you a t-shirt for a calendar.
I would love that.
Okay, great. And we ask you, please subscribe. Please leave a comment.
A nice one.
only positive.
Or mean. That helps the algorithm.
That's true.
Yeah, or mean. And tell us what you Googled in 2023. Was it cool or was it completely fucked up? And we'll see you next time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.